Welcome to Washington Defender, Pastor to Pastor. I am your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, we are speaking from pastor to pastor. Some of you may or may not know I've been a pastor for about 28 to 29 years, right at that 30-year mark. And I just want to encourage you, as we dive in today, let's encourage each other to be bold for the things of God and to be courageous in all that we do. If you're enjoying this podcast, I want to encourage you to like, subscribe, share, and comment. And maybe you're an elder or deacon or some person in your church and you want to share this with their pastor, I'd encourage you to do that as well. So let's dive in and see where we're going today. We're going to talk about speaking truth to culture. And what does that mean? And what we're going to do is we're going to look at a scripture out of Isaiah 59 and see where Isaiah was at in those days and how we might learn from him about how we can speak as well. Therefore, justice is far from us and righteousness does not overtake us. We hope for light and behold darkness and or brightness, but we walk in gloom. Did you know most people in your congregation are hoping for light, but they feel gloom and darkness is all around them? And this is in that workplace, in that public square. And so, Pastor, I want to encourage you, as you are preaching and communicating this week, I want to encourage you to think about, how do I encourage them and acknowledge that they are walking into very dark scenarios in the public square? That doesn't mean that there's not good things happening in around us, but we have to understand there is a different agenda that is happening for most people in the place that they show up at work and where they are. And as a pastor, you have a great opportunity to speak to that issue and speak. When you speak to your congregation, you're actually speaking into the culture, because why? They go out into that culture and create a new culture. Let's look at this next verse. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope like those who have no eyes. We stumble at noon as in the twilight. Among those in full vigor, we are like dead men. Now, I know this may seem maybe depressing or what have you, but understand, most people who are going out in the public square aren't experiencing what we experience on a daily basis. You know, we will show up at church, we'll have Christian staff, we'll have Christian worship music, we'll have, you know, some Christian conflict, but most of them aren't experiencing that. They're experiencing maybe an HR department that doesn't like them, or they're experiencing that they have to keep silent about where they are as a Christian. And so they're groping, they're trying to figure it out. And Pastor, you have a chance to encourage them that when they are in the lion's den, when they are in the pressure of this world or standing before Pharaoh, you might say that they can be very confident and bold about who God is. We all growl like bears who moan and moan like doves. We hope for justice, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. And oftentimes, this is where we can bridge that practical gap from the Word of God to giving them great courage about their identity in Jesus Christ, that they are saved by grace through faith, and giving them courage and boldness to stand for truth in the public square. And again, when you speak on these cultural issues, it helps them frame how they might speak on them at their workplace or around, to have courage and boldness. Your courage behind the pulpit will help them be courageous as they go out and take their pulpit, you might say, into the public square and know that salvation isn't far off. It is through Jesus Christ, and God is near. He says in the Word of God, if we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. And so salvation is very close. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and we know our iniquities. Our sins testify against us. And people know that. People know that this life that we're living in right now is a difficult time and season, but it's filled with so much opportunity to share Jesus with others, to let them say, when you see blatant sin, guess what? We can stand and show the compassion of Jesus and the truth of Jesus. Both of those have to happen simultaneously. When Jesus met with the woman at the well, he both said, hey, I want to talk to you about water and show compassion, but he also said, now go and sin no more. So he balances those two things out, and we can teach our congregation how to do that and how to live that out on a practical way on a daily basis. Transgressing and denying the Lord and turning back from following our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart lying words. They are denying the Lord in the public square, and we have the great chance and opportunity and privilege to speak to our congregations and encourage them. Don't deny Jesus. Stand for the truth. Don't bow down to that false idol. Justice has turned back, and righteousness stands far away, for truth has stumbled in the public square, and uprightness cannot enter. Most of our people are experiencing lies. People are experiencing that when they walk into the workplace, that people, what is called evil, they call it good, and what is called good is called evil. And it's because truth has stumbled in the public spaces of our life. And so you get to equip them to stand for truth, that relativism didn't work, that we don't have my truth, your truth, and their truth. We have God's truth, and it's period. We have perspectives, of course, but it doesn't mean we have multiple truths. And that we can walk in righteousness and do what God has for us that day, and to help bring truth back to the public square. You get to prepare people in your congregation, whether it's 10 people, 50 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people, to approach and take truth out to the public square. Truth is lacking, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. This is what our people are experiencing. And you're like, well, how do I speak out to the congregation about how to do this? You got to bring up some of these topics that they are experiencing on a day-to-day basis. They're experiencing the pronoun wars. They're experiencing the gender wars. They're experiencing political correctness and all this kind of stuff. We have to teach them and help them that know that they can stand for truth and they can stand for righteousness in the public square. So when truth is lacking, as pastors, we're preparing them to stand for that truth. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no one to intercede. Think about this. Where are the intercessors? Teaching our people how to pray for their communities, for their workplaces, for the environments that they find themselves in, public spaces. Teaching them how to move forward in those things is incredibly important. And so we can offer them times of prayer in the church and intercession in the church. And that's what it means to speak into the public square. Now, this next verse say, he put on righteousness as a breastplate. This is speaking of God. And the helmet of salvation on his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself in a zeal as a cloak. This is amazing because Paul talks about we are to put on those same pieces of armor, the armor that God has on himself. And we get to speak to culture by telling our people, when you walk out in the morning, put on the helmet of salvation, put on the breastplate of righteousness, that they are made righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ. Encourage them. I know sometimes we think, well, I don't want to offend the non-believer. Church is primarily like a locker room to call people into and huddle up and say, let's get things going. So when they go out, they can be the church in the public square. And in that locker room, yeah, we are championing them. We are encouraging them as pastors to move forward and to do the things that are pleasing to God. And so I want to encourage you, tell people, armor up, get ready. Let's do something this week. God's going to give you divine opportunity as you go. These last couple of verses, according to their deeds, so he will repay wrath for his adversaries. And the next verse, so they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west. And so we need to teach our people to have a holy fear of God, a reverence for God, that yes, he is a loving God, but also he is a vengeful God, that he stands in judgment over sin, and he will judge sin. And that's what he says, that there's a redeemer that will come out of Zion. And so thinking about who is our Redeemer? It's Jesus Christ. He came out of Zion, and he died on the cross and rose again. So when I say speaking truth to culture, here's what I'm saying. Pastor, address the cultural issues and train your people how to address them in their workplace. Teach them about their position in Jesus Christ, their identity in Christ, so that when they go out, they're prepared to be bold, confident, courageous in the things of God. We can see a great revival as we send out the laborers into the harvest, especially after they've been in that locker room, what we call church, and then they go out and they touch lives and they touch hearts. So think about this. When you're communicating this week, be truthful about the darkness. Be truthful about it. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't try to make it better than what it is. Just be truthful, whatever is happening in your community. Be truthful about where we are. I think sometimes we coddle way too much. We need to let people understand that we are, our congregation understand, we are in a certain place in history and time, and it is a privilege to live here. And this is the complications that we're experiencing. As in the days of Noah, so we are living in many of those attributes as of today. Be truthful about salvation. It's only through Jesus Christ. It's not better helps. It's not through works. It's one road. So be truthful as you communicate that. Talk about sin. It's important as pastors we let people know that there's absolute truth and there is sin, there is unrighteousness, and God expects us to glorify Him. As you preach and communicate, be truthful about denying the Lord, that we have sometimes taught about this relational evangelism where it's just simply just go out and kind of show your light but never say anything. We don't want to deny Jesus with our actions or with our words. And so teach your congregation not to deny the Lord. Be truthful about truth, that there is absolute truth. Teach them how to intercede and how to intercede in truth. You know, how to begin to look at their their workplace and not run from it or try to hide from it, but to be understand that they are in divine mission from God to be placed in that place, to be an influence for those around them. Be truthful about all the characteristics of God, that God is both loving and He's vengeful, that He's both holy and righteous, and He's gracious and merciful. Be truthful about all those. And finally, be truthful about the Redeemer. It's only through Jesus Christ. Remember, you get to prepare your flock to go into the public spaces today. And some of those are going to be retired, so they're going to be on the golf course, they're going to be on vacations, they're going to be on those kind of things. Others are going to be showing up in the workplaces and moving in those things. And so we want to teach our people how to pray over their culture. If you haven't picked a day to pray, we would love for you to do that. I'll put the link in the comments below. Also, I want to encourage you to disciple your community. Some of our civil servants need to know about principle-based leadership and having values that guide their decisions. And so, you know, here's a way to disciple those who are elected. It's really powerful. Let me pray for you. And Pastor, I hope that this encourages you that we will speak truth to culture. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for these pastors and God, the boldness and the Spirit of God that dwells inside of them. I do pray that they will speak truth to culture by training their people on the darkness that we're living in, training them on the seasons and times that we're living in, and giving them practical tools of how to enter into those public spaces and be salt and light. Go before them today. I pray for any pastors that may be discouraged or downheartened or somehow just trying to figure out what to do, where to go. It doesn't seem like they can do anything right. I pray that they will know that they have one audience. It's you. Let them hear your voice this week through your word. Let it come alive once again and remember why you called them into ministry. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment. The Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.